This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Dwayne DeFries, Executive Director of the Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program. Also, our good friend Vince Lamb, Chairman of Preserve Brevard. And they're here today to tell us a little bit about the Save Our Lagoon initiative. And Vince, I guess we'll start with you. Can you enlighten us?
Well, as part of the Save Our Lagoon initiative, we're holding a lagoon town hall at Florida Tech at the Gleason Performing Arts Center on the night of October 26. It's an educational event being held as the early voting starts for the general election with the Save Our Lagoon referendum on the ballot.
And the event is free and open to the public. We would prefer that you register in advance. But Dwayne, can you tell us who is going to speak that evening?
This is going to be an excellent information event with two keynote speakers. Holly Greening is the executive director at the Tampa Bay Estuary Program. She also chairs the Association of National Estuary Programs. And she's going to share her success at Tampa Bay. And in fact, that was a model for our restructuring of the Indian River Lagoon National Estuary Program. So she'll bring her expertise as well as her experience. Tampa Bay has really seen some incredible improvements in water quality. And Dr. John Treffery, who we all know here at Florida Institute of Technology, professor of ocean engineering and science. John is a respected scientist and probably one of the best in the world in understanding muck in the Indian River Lagoon. And so John will talk about what we need to do to repair the Indian River Lagoon, especially as it relates to muck.
Once again, this is Save Our Lagoon Initiative. It's in relation to the referendum, which will be...
It's a half-penny sales tax for 10 years to fund a project plan for the lagoon. The goal for this event is to fill the Gleason Performing Arts Center with approximately 500 people who will serve as ambassadors for the lagoon. We hope they will share the key facts that they learn with their neighbors, co-workers, friends, and family.
Word of mouth is the best way to connect with the people. And for all those folks out there who have complained about our lagoon and been outraged at the condition that it's in, here's your chance to make a difference and get involved and help us to fix it.
This event is focused on Brevard County, but it's important to recognize that we are 156 miles long, five counties, over 45 cities. And throughout the lagoon, we have stressors and water quality problems, and this year in particular was very difficult. So this event is going to give people an idea of where we stand, where we need to go, how can they change their own personal behaviors to impact more positively the lagoon, but most important, to get together and start to build a coalition that is lagoon-wide, where we recognize the importance of this system, not just for the environment, but for our economy and for our quality of life.
Once again, we hope everyone will come out. Save Our Lagoon, a town hall meeting. It'll be on Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the Gleason Performing Arts Center. And if you want to reserve, well, we prefer that you reserve seating, and you can do that at saveourlagoon.eventbrite.com, or you can just go to Eventbrite and search for Save Our Lagoon. You can hear this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection, plus link up with more information about the Save Our Lagoon referendum and this Eventbrite event here on the Florida Tech campus. Go to our website, the address, wfit.org.